7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Uh-oh. Actually, I don't need to hear him singing. Oh God. Am I the worst person ever? You know I am. Who am I, you might ask? Well, hi. My name's Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. It is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. As previously mentioned, I can speak English, and my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking tea. Do I even remember what I'm drinking? Oh yeah, I'm still drinking the long drink. And I could drink something else later. Okay, what the hell? What? No. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, what utter garbage are you watching? And I'm watching some Cyber Japan dancers. Apparently they released a new song a couple days ago and somehow I missed it. And I think this is a crime against culture. But I'm not sure whose culture this is a crime against. If this is a crime against their own indigenous culture, because this is clearly something that was thrust upon them post-World War II. So, does that mean that I'm responsible as an American with my invasive American culture? Am I responsible for this? Yeah, see, the thing of it is if I'm going to take responsibility for that, I'm going to need to see some money. After all, if you have to take the blame, you might as well take some profit out of it. So anyway, what is going on? What is happening? Yeah, let me tell you. I've got some weirdness going on today. Oh, yesterday was all a little bit kind of weird, and then I managed to go to bed at a reasonable hour. Around 3:15. And then I woke up at some god-awful hour. Like 3 hours later. But I said to myself, is it cold in here? Seems like it's cold. I think I'm going to roll over and go back to sleep. And so that's what I attempted to do. I rolled over and I went back to sleep. And I did fall back asleep. Mostly. And then I sort of woke up again and I said, ugh. I think this is about all the sleep I'm going to get. But then I tried to go back to sleep anyway. And that didn't really work out. I was flopping around here on the floor for about 20 minutes. And so I rolled onto my back. And I was sitting here going, I don't feel like getting up. What do I have to do today? I have to do all this stuff. I don't want to do all this stuff. And then I started thinking, you know, it's kind of cold. But, you know, then I'm thinking that, you know, every morning now, aren't I? And I'm looking for another excuse to try to go back to sleep. But I know there's no going back to sleep now, and I'm awake, and I'm going, And I thought, is it a little bit colder today than it was yesterday? No, it's just my imagination. It always seems like it's colder than the day before. It's not really all that much colder. I'm just being a wimp. And so I was laying here, and I turned the TV on, and I thought, well, I better check the Weather Channel to see what we're going to do today for Dubious Goals Committee. Where can we go? What interesting, fun stuff can we do outside today? Nothing! Not a damn thing. Why? Because as soon as I turned it to the Weather Channel, I noticed, how cold is it? It's 0 degrees. That's right, it's literally freezing. And I still haven't turned the furnace on in my house. No wonder it's cold inside my house today. Oh boy. Yeah, being kind of dumb. So I thought, oh yeah, this is not a smart thing. So I got up and I put on some socks because it was cold. And then I made some tea. And I got to make some more tea pretty soon here. So yeah, that's what's happening in my world today. I kept watching the Weather Channel as I was eating my breakfast. And yeah, it was pepperoni and waffles, if you're wondering. What's the cat doing? What are you doing over there? Somebody's making suspicious noises. It's the cat. So yeah, I was watching the Weather Channel. It's gonna be warm again soon. And they're saying on Saturday it's going to be 80 degrees. What's that in common sense? I don't know. Like 25. 26, 27. Yeah, so we're going to have a 25 degree temperature change here in a couple days. Supposedly. Yeah, this is the leaf that I was drinking last night. It's starting to lose its tea-iness. So what kind of tea am I going to drink today? Oh, I don't know. I actually had gingered me a couple days ago. I don't know if I remembered to tell you about that. I hadn't had any in a while, and I was like, wow, this is the greatest tea ever! Blah! You know. Just the same thing that always happens whenever I drink ginger mate. Oh, that reminds me. I'm going to have to put in an order for some more Dahong Pao soon. How do I go through the Dahong Pao that fast? I make sure not to drink it very often, but still. Yeah. If you also need tea, start thinking about ordering now for all your pre-Ching Ming tea needs. Better get me some more Longjing. I better get me some more. What else do I need? Yesterday? I was going through the tea drawer and I was noticing that I was low on something else. What was it? I just can't remember. Oh, what the hell was it? I don't know.
Aha. 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 What you will and what you want. Aha. What you do and what you don't. Aha. What you can and what you can't. Aha. This is what you need to know.
da da da. I don't love you, you don't love me. I don't love you, you don't love me. Da da da.
Cha. All right, so that was obviously Da Da Da, as performed by Señor Coconut, also known as Atom Heart, among other names. Right, Peppa? Peppa says, yes, are you going to sit down or not? Okay, so my cat, during the song, the cat showed up. Hi. Hi, baby. And Fluffy Zingins had to get in the kitty business pit. And okay, now she's sitting down. She was turning around, trying to find a good angle to sit down at. And so now she's figured it out. And she's got her head tucked into the back of my knee as she's kneading the roots to the blanket. Oh, look at this kitty. Oh, we're in the kitty zone. We're in the kitty zone for zoned out kitties. So, anyway. The other thing I was going to tell you concerns, what is it, elves or what? Hold on a second. Oh, we're going to need more tea very soon. Was that the last of it? No, I think we've got one or two cups, one and a half cups left maybe. Okay, so where do I even start with all this nonsense? Alright, there is a magical thing that controls all our lives. It's called the algorithm. Oh, succumb to the algorithm. And because I like to watch videos about plastic model robots that are made in Japan, then the algorithm says, oh, you like plastic model robots, then you will probably want to see this video of this person building a plastic model robot. And I say, oh, yeah, you are correct. I do want to watch this video of this person building a Japanese plastic robot. The algorithm then says, oh, if you liked watching that, you might like watching this. And so then they show me another video of a person building a Japanese plastic robot. except this time it's a girl. And so I thought, okay, well, yeah, she looks like she knows what she's doing, because in the thumbnail, you know, behind her on the shelf is a whole bunch of Japanese plastic robots and a lot of very expensive tools for building Japanese plastic robots. That's how you identify who knows what. That's how you know who knows what they're doing and who is an utter fraud. Do they have good tools? Do they have the proper tools for their craft? So I saw good tools, and so I started watching this young woman who builds Gunpla, and she's really good, and she's a very good modeler, and I've learned a couple of things, and I thought I knew it all, just by watching her build her little plastic robots. Now, it just so happens that this girl, she's a young woman, she can't be older than 25, she probably is 35, but she looks a lot, and it doesn't matter. This girl, her name is Umi Shinonome. She also happens to be a gravure model. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the word gravure, in American English we say cheesecake. She's a cheesecake model. Meaning that she's not a porn star. She's not a stripper. Basically, she sits around in a bikini and people take pictures of her. Okay, so yeah. She's a bikini girl. And because I watched that video of her building plastic robots, I don't really care that she's a bikini model. She's not really my type, although I will admit she's really cute. And if you saw the video of Umi Shinonome building SDF, that's her. I posted that last week on Mastodon because I was just laughing. Because the algorithm said, oh, do you want to see your friend Umi build SDF? The algorithm knows I'm SDF? How is it possible? No, so anyway, where am I going with all this? Well, because I watched her building her plastic robots, then the algorithm thought I wanted to see a bunch of Japanese bikini models playing Twister, which, I kind of did, but maybe I shouldn't have clicked that video all those months ago. Because now, whenever I watch any Gunpla videos, the next thing that comes up on my algorithm-induced feed, is I get these videos of people just walking around somewhere in Japan, usually in Tokyo, usually somewhere interesting. Like, for example, Akihabara. Yeah, so there'll be just half an hour of somebody wearing a camera walking through Akihabara, which is interesting to me, and so I have to watch those. And because then I have to watch those, then they say, hey, you want to watch this video of a guy walking through the Kabukicho at night? Oh yeah, of course I want to see Kabukicho at night. Look at all those bright lights and all the scantily clad girls standing outside. Yeah, don't walk down the alleys of Kabukicho. Because now the algorithm thinks that I want to see this video, the one that I happen to be watching right now, that you're hearing the background noise from. It's some guy walking through Kabukicho at night. And why did I have to watch this? Because apparently there's some bar somewhere in the depths of Kabukicho where the girls are supposed to be elves or something, and they have pointy ears. So standing outside the bar in this alley in Kabukicho are these scantily clad vampire loli girls with elf ears. Wait, what? Yeah, somebody in Japan really knows how to get me into their bar. Hey, Tobe, do you want to come in here and sit around and hang out with a bunch of vampire lolly elves and drink tea? You know, I didn't know that I wanted to, but now that you mention it, yes, I do think I want to sit around with a bunch of vampire lolly elves.
VCA for your DIY modular?
Yeah.
Here's a simple one I designed that uses just a couple transistors and op amps.
Oh, that seems easy. Yeah, so that's the other thing I've been doing late at night. So 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting here watching videos of this guy trying to explain to me how to build a transistor and op amp based VCA. Wait, what's he building? Again, I'm watching this at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't know what's going on. I don't... Is this the best time for me to be watching these types of things? When I'm at my most tiredest and I'm trying to go to bed and I'm sitting around trying to build synthesizer stuff. Yeah, not probably the brightest thing, but... Hey, what am I supposed to do? So yeah, I've been watching this guy who's great. Because I've been trying to figure out okay, I don't have a lot of money, but I need to have a lot of synth. And so I have to end up building a lot of my synth stuff because I've got, you know, the parts laying around and I have the skills, I might as well. Except, you know, I'm not an electronics engineer. I don't even have any electronics education whatsoever. You know, I'm autodidactic. That's what TOBE means in Latin. Right, so what I've been trying to figure out is, what can I build? What is within my skill range? What can I build? What's worth it for me to build? And what's worth it for me to buy? We've talked about this. And so I'm trying to figure out what I can build. Where is my building level? Where is my electronics engineering knowledge? Well, I don't want to say it's in the toilet or in the trash can or anything, but, you know, it's not... I'm not going to be designing any complicated circuits anytime soon. So I have to watch other people design them, and then I can build them, because that's what I can do. It doesn't matter how complicated it is, I can build it. I just can't design it. So I've been spending all this time watching this guy. This guy is dope. The problem is he's got 45-minute videos when I only really need the last 6 minutes where he says, here's the schematic. And this guy likes to, you know, he's a teacher. He's teaching us what's going on when we build this circuit. Now he's telling us about volume curves.
Now, in order to be able to design such a VCA, we need to take a step back and talk about basic boring volume knobs again. How do those work?
Yeah.
Well, at their most basic, they're really just potentiometers set up as variable voltage dividers. Yes. Because remember, in the world of electronics, sound is just a swinging voltage.
I do remember
that. And the bigger
that.
The swing, the louder the sound. Since voltage dividers do just what their name implies, they'll divide or scale down any voltage level you throw at them. So imagine we set our potentiometer to precisely 12 o'clock. This means that these two resistances are exactly equal, giving us a perfect 50% voltage divider that slashes our sound's volume in half.
Yeah,
turning it to the left,
voltage dividers. That's the one thing I understand. Why is that? And I don't really understand it all that well. It's just, I just know what it is. I don't bother doing the math. Just somebody tell me what it is. I don't feel like doing any math problems. Yeah, so I was watching this guy last night, and this becomes something good that I think I can build, and I'm wondering if I should build it. You know, it's one of those. It's one of those. I'm kind of excited about it because it's like, yeah, I need that, and I could build two of those and put them in one little spacey thing. Oh, and Pippa has come back. Hi, baby. Do you want me to build you a kitty symphomosizer? How much? Kitty synthesizers are for kitties. All right, so now I got to figure out what the cat wants to do. You were here, but you just left a while ago, and so now you're back. What are we doing? Are we going to get back in the kitty business, Pit? Do you want to do some kitty business? Do you want to learn all about how to make transistorized VCAs? That stands for voltage controlled amplifier. Do you need a kitty controlled amplifier? Hell yes, we do. We love the amplifiers because they make kitties louder. That's what the world needs, is kitty amplifiers. These are amplifiers that make your cats louder. Because I like loud cats. And this cat isn't particularly loud, but she talks enough. Okay, we got to get on the... Yeah, she's rubbing her face against me, so we have to say that this is the end of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I got to set up the kitty business, Pit, and do some kitty business.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.